hearing the call of Source. Step three is tuning your vibration upward. Step three is releasing resistance or raising allowance. Step three is closing the gap. Step three is opening the valve. Step three is listening for the vibration of who I am. Step three is being tuned in, tapped in, turned on to the Source energy from whence I have come and that which I have further become since I've been here in this physical body. And when you are in alignment with who you are, oh, the world is so sweet. And in that vortex, in that vibrational vortex, in that cooperative environment where all things that you want are already assembled and lined up to be delivered to you in perfect timing, when you are in that vortex, you can feel the power of your being. And that's when you understand the complete worthiness and value of who you are. It is our desire in these hours that we are together that together we chew lovingly on anything you got going on. We want you to not feel uncomfortable about your issue that currently has you out of the vortex. And as we chew together on whatever that is, we will never leave the vortex for you. We'll stand firmly in your vortex, where everything and everyone you want is, and we will call you through the path of least resistance, meaning whatever's the best thing for you to hear, we'll say it to you. Whether you'll hear it or not is pretty much up to you. And as we call you into the vortex, we'll have breakthrough after breakthrough. You'll feel yourself leaving layers and layers and layers of resistance behind. But we want to say to you, if you never heard anything other than what you have just heard us speak to you, it is enough, because there is nothing more for you to do other than practice getting in the vortex. We say to you, there is not a reason to not be mostly in there, and there is no excuse that you have for not being in there that we will let stand. Oh, you'll be really good at trying to explain it. You'll plead a really good case of why you're focused in the problem rather than the solution. But because we have the advantage of knowing who you are, not who you were before you were born, oh, not who you are in this moment while you're sitting here in the hot seat, we have the advantage of knowing who you are, who life experience has caused you to become, and it is from that knowing that we will call you forward. We have enjoyed this interaction immensely. What do you want to talk about? Some things. This is good. Relax and enjoy. Don't let the long-winded one with boring questions keep you out of the vortex. Begin right here. Stand if you think it's you. Yes, you are the one. All the way to the back, yes.
It's wonderful to be here. I'd like to do a little fine-tuning with a situation that I've found myself in recently. I've gotten to a place where I feel like I can pretty much understand why things are happening the way that they're happening. And the one that...
It's pretty easy, isn't
right.
it? I'm offering a vibration that is keeping it in that place.
And the way that I'm, in this particular context, what's going on, is in my work situation, I can see what's going on, why the results are coming the way they are, and what's happening and what's creating. I mean, it's pretty easy to see that, whether it's an unwanted occurrence or benchmarks that aren't being met, I can see that.
But what do you see? What do you see? What are those unwanted occurrences and benchmarks that aren't being met? What are they really? Other than annoying, what are they really?
Well, they're manifestations. I mean, they're just...
They are manifestations, but what else are they? They're manifestations and they're indications of where you are, but what else are they? What else is a nagging irritant that keeps showing up? What else is it?
It's a belief that I continue to...
Yeah, for sure, but what else? It's the basis of the asking, which is the basis of my expansion, which is the basis of my life, this blessed life.